Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about what our kids trigger from our own childhood. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. So, Rebecca, when people first become parents, they may expect to have sleepless nights and need to adjust to another human's needs. But what might be unexpected?
Certainly, one aspect of being a parent that you cannot predict is where and how your child will touch you emotionally.
Okay, but we've all seen, you know, parents, grandparents showering their newborns with love. I mean, surely that's what we'd expect.
Yes, of course, and it's necessary and a natural part of the relationship. But it's easier to imagine those positive feelings that the children can inspire and do inspire, but we can't be blind to the fact that they also touch feelings in us that are difficult to wrangle with. So in the early days with newborns, for example, parents may have anxieties about responding to the basic needs of their baby sufficiently well, and the stakes are very high in terms of, you know, feeding and sleeping needs. And there are some actionables, obviously, but there's a lot that parents can't control, and the feelings of powerlessness can be difficult, or remind the parent of the feelings of powerlessness that they had at different phases of their own lives, including when they themselves were a child and quite powerless. So that's one aspect. And then another aspect is that a fundamental link between parents and children is a notion that we psychologists call projections, where you attribute, let's say, intentions, values, meanings to the child. And we do that to newborns, even, you know, far before they become verbal or even have motricity. That's a necessary part of parenthood and rendering that child a member who belongs to our social circle. But as a parent, if you have hostile projections or idealized projections, those can become very difficult for the parent themselves to manage. So you can start to see how the relationship can become quite complex in the very early days without us even quite realizing it.
So how would new parents know if their own newborns are triggering something from their own childhood, perhaps?
Well, there's a quite popular book right now by Van der Kolk, which is entitled The Body Keeps the Score. And it's a very accurate title in the sense that our bodies give us a lot of information. So our children may resurface our own unresolved wounds and conflicts that could come from our own childhood. And we can become aware of it because our body reveals clues of being in a state of stress or anxiety. If you like, Mark, stress levels can be traumatic on the one hand and damaging for us and have a very intense impact on our well-being. But stress can also become much more tolerable, and we can become aware of the degree to which we're feeling stressed by the way in which our body is responding. So your child maybe behaves or doesn't behave in a certain way, and you feel your heart rate go up, you feel your stomach going in knots, you start to get migraine headaches, etc. It's going to be different for different adults. And you can start to say, whoa, I'm having a very intense reaction to this interaction. And that allows you to become more aware. When we're more aware to our own reactions, we can respond a little bit differently.
So you need to be aware that I have this reaction because of X that happened in my childhood.
Yes, then we can move the needle, if you like. Instead of focusing on the child's doing this, they're making me do this, you can start to become a bit more compassionate towards yourself. Wow, I'm feeling quite escalated. Or actually, I'm starting to disconnect right now and disconnect from this person. Why? When we can look at ourselves with a bit more compassion and curiosity, we can make gentle shifts to the way in which we respond, if you like.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can contact Rebecca at cabinetweber.net. And if you'd like to hear that show or more like it, you can visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.